people will posit that the Sunday is the official Thanksgiving day. But I want to do a little tier ranking of Thanksgiving treats because, let's be honest, it's a holiday that exists solely for us to stuff our faces. So I'm going to embrace my inner YouTuber and head on over to tiermaker.com. And we have got a Thanksgiving food tier list ranked from, I'm going to say, you know, we're going to use the A to F ranking here. Because I think that's just a much more universal kind of ranking system. A to E is obviously the best of the best stuff, where you're going to get seconds, maybe thirds. B is, you know, I think an indispensable part of Thanksgiving dinner, but maybe not the star of the show. C is take it or leave it. D is I'll eat it if I have to. And F is I'm trying to, you know, shovel that down to the dog where and when possible. So, turkey. I'm going to be a little controversial. Turkey, to me, is a B-tier Thanksgiving food stub. I understand that it is, you know, the centerpiece of the meal, but it's not my favorite. You can't do Thanksgiving dinner without turkey, and I will cover ham a little bit later on, but it's not the showstopper, so that's a B-tier. Pumpkin pie, ooh, putting that in B as well. Some people are much more apple pie fans, which I get. I totally get, but this is like the one time a year where I think it's socially acceptable for you to have pumpkin pie. You're not eating that in the summer. You're not eating that spring solstice. It's a Thanksgiving treat. Apple pie, however, that is our first A tier because it truly is good any time of year. It's wonderful. Who doesn't love apple pie? Biscuits, ooh, tricky. Ah, good biscuits are great, but mediocre biscuits are C tier. I will eat them, but if you ain't doing them right, it is not the most enjoyable experience. Brussels sprouts, also C tier. I do love, you know what? I actually might put them in B tier. I love Brussels sprouts. Maybe that's just me being weird, but I do love Brussels sprouts. However, squash, D tier. Not a big squash guy. I understand that it's a seasonal vegetable, and we're in the fall, but no. Jellied cranberry, also going into D tier. If it's there, you know, I'll have it, but it ain't for me. Ooh, green bean casserole. I'll put that in C tier. This feels like a much more American dish, but I have had it before, and it's wonderful. Cornbread. I'm a sucker for good cornbread. You could make an argument that it should be on the same plane as biscuits, but I think even not-so-great cornbread is still a pretty excellent, excellent side. Corn? C tier? It's good. Cranberry sauce? Yeah, I'll put that in C tier as well. Creamed corn, for me, that's an F. I'm avoiding that. Not appetizing to me in the least. Dinner rolls, I think it's only fair to put them in C tier along with biscuits. They are firmly second and third place behind the iconic cornbread. Gravy, yeah, put that in B tier. Even bad gravy is pretty good. It's like pizza. Ham, going B tier as well. I'm putting it on par with turkey. I didn't think I was going to, but I do love me a well-made ham. Mac and cheese, to me, that's a very Southern American Thanksgiving tradition. Goes in C tier just because we never have it. Mashed potatoes goes in A tier, however. Always good. Even like the out-of-the-box kind of starchy, crummy stuff, I'll still destroy that. Red wine, it's not for me. I'm going to put it in D tier. It's not something I seek out. Roasted vegetables, that's going in C tier. Oh, scallop potatoes. It's got to be A tier. What more could you ask for? You know, you got your, like, buttery sauce, cheese, thinly sliced potatoes. That is an A tier Thanksgiving meal. They have, like, sparkling water here. I like sparkling water, but I'll just put it in D. Stuffing, also an A tier. Dish. I love stuffing. You know what? No, I gotta put it in B tier, because sometimes if it's not prepared right, it's a little too heavy on the herbs or the celery, or, you know, the onion isn't finely minced enough, so you just get big chunks of it. I can bring it down a little bit. I'm gonna put it in B tier, which is fitting, because it goes along with turkey and ham. And then potato casserole, I don't have as much. Oh, that's like the sweet potato casserole with the marshmallows. I've never had this, so I'm going to have to default it to C tier. So there you go. A very American-inspired, I would say specifically Southern American-inspired Thanksgiving tier list to cap it off. A-tier, the best of the best. Apple pie, cornbread, mashed potatoes, scalloped potatoes. I like starch. Sue me. B-tier, the stuff that is indispensable to a Thanksgiving meal, but not necessarily the show stealer. Turkey, pumpkin pie. What is it? Brussels sprouts. Took me a second. Gravy, ham, and stuffing. I think that's a pretty fair tier list. C tier, stuff that is, you know, good. It's a step below. I wouldn't say that you have to have it for Thanksgiving, but it definitely elevates the meal as a side dish. Biscuits, green bean casserole, corn, cranberry sauce, dinner rolls, macaroni and cheese, mostly just because it's not a Thanksgiving thing for me. Roasted vegetables can be really good, really bad, depending on how well they're roasted. And then sweet potato casserole, I threw in there because I think it's good, but I've never had it. But I feel quite confident that I like it, but I can't rank it above that in good conscience. D tier is stuff that's like on the table, but it's not the first thing I reach for. Squash, not my squash guy. The jellied cranberry, oof, not for me. Red wine, just not my thing. Sparkling water, just not my thing. And then F tier, the stuff that I will avoid. Only one entry there. And that's creamed corn. I just don't like it. It looks disgusting. It throws me off. So that is my Thanksgiving tier list. I am very much looking forward to having a delicious Thanksgiving meal this weekend. I hope that wherever you are, you've got the opportunity to have a lovely meal. Maybe you're not a big Thanksgiving person. That's cool. I get that. Not every holiday is for everyone. But hopefully you're eating good this weekend. Hopefully you're safe. Hopefully you're having a great time. And hopefully you'll be tuned in to CFRC while you do it. Great dinner time, conversation, entertainment. You can just pretend that we're talking right now. It's all good. I'm not going to tell anybody. Go ahead. It's cool. Okay. Let's get back to the music. Coming up next, we've got, and this is a crazy name for an artist. It kind of reminds me of like a Magic Mike style character. This is the Honey Cowboy. With Wax and Wayne on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call, brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks.
Wax and Wayne, sun and rain, night and day, and it all comes around. Day and night, wrong and right, and it all comes around again.
Sunsets are getting lonely, sunsets are getting dull. But you're still here beside me, so I'll cherish everyone I know. Been thinking about my drink and say I need to cool it or you're gonna lose it. And I laugh. You and I will enjoy these times before I go and lose my head. While the songs play by the Grateful Dead, you and I see the skyline. Now we're getting in my bed, and I promise you I'll try. That guy is probably right. From all the times I snuck into your house late at night, your mother says she loves me. I know she really does. Put on our favorite songs and burn down the neighborhood. You and I enjoy these times before I go and lose my head. While the songs play, these times before I go and lose my head. While the songs play by the Grateful Dead, you and I see the skyline, and now we're getting in my bed, and I'll promise you
it's all new to Kingston. It's Mighty Bird, the craveable chicken in the Ryokan Center. We welcome the adventurous spirits who crave the ultimate chicken experience at Mighty Bird. Experience Mighty Bird's craveable comfort food, including hand-breaded crispy chicken sandwiches, hand-breaded chicken tenders, fresh-cut fries, and so much more. Try the rich and creamy coleslaw or the hand-spun milkshakes or even chicken and waffles. Come for a new, delicious foodie experience at Mighty Bird Kingston, located at 764 Gardner's Road.
coming up now on this week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present Endless Summer, the second single from the Petras, capturing the fun, carefree vibes of summer in a bouncy pop rock tune. Released on the last official day of summer, the song captures the feeling that summer is a state of mind, not a date on the calendar. This release also marks the first single off the Petras' upcoming full-length album. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Endless Summer by the Petras right now on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
wrong. Yeah. The farmer in love with you. I say that am I wrong, darling? Falling in love with you. Oh, put them up now.
Pokeworks Kingston, now open. Pokeworks makes it easy to enjoy fresh, high-quality ingredients and bold flavors on the go. Best of all, with Poke Your Way, you're in complete control. Customize a bowl, burrito, or salad to your taste with nutritious ingredients you can feel good about. Fast, fresh, and bold. Try the Healthy Island favorite at 764 Gardner's Road, Kingston in the RioCan Center today.
Christina, and I swear I'll roll my head back out, let them down like we're
cooler weather sets in the Kingston area, CFRC and KPP concerts are turning up the heat with a stacked fall lineup. On October 10th, check out Shania Twink, followed by the Arrogant Worms on October 11th at Broom Factory. Sloan hits the Ale House on October 18th, and folks can catch the Grapes of Wrath on October 22nd, Crywank on November 1st, and Georgia Harmer on November 8th at the Broom. Billy Pfaffel, Guy Davis, and Rhea May are also playing at the Broom on November 12th, 15th, and 16th, respectively. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
hands dry. I got so much to give, but if I'm being honest, I'm wearing thin. Down to skin and bone, sinking real low till there's only river storm.
It's all new to Kingston. It's Mighty Bird, the craveable chicken in the Ryokan Center. We welcome the adventurous spirits who crave the ultimate chicken experience at Mighty Bird. Experience Mighty Bird's craveable comfort food, including hand-breaded crispy chicken sandwiches, hand-breaded tenders, fresh-cut fries, and more. Try the rich and creamy coleslaw or the hand-spun milkshakes or even chicken and waffles. Come for a new, delicious foodie experience at Mighty Bird Kingston, located at 764 Gardner's Road.
Slow down, slow down, slow down. Don't go out too fast. Slow
Welcome back. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You're tuned into the Friday morning indie wake-up call brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks. I just gave you a long, I'm talking extra long, music block there after I made you sit through me discussing Thanksgiving food for, wow, a full 8 minutes. So sorry slash now you're welcome. That was Rhonda Gallant Morari with Love After All. We also heard from Anna Katerina, not the executed czaress, I think that was her thing, from While I Was Dreaming with Riptide. We also heard music from Ellie Heath with Really, Really, Really. That was the Carly Rae Jepsen-esque, like, super bubblegum pop track there. I really, 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 blah, 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 blah. I liked it. I'm a pop guy. You know me. We also heard from Purity Ring with Many Lives. Love that Purity Ring track in particular. That might be my pick of the episode. We also, to commemorate the end of The Wilderness, who played their last gig, I think 2 and a bit weeks back, we played their 2022 release, Christina. Love that one. Just a classic, good old-fashioned rock and roll song. We also had music from Jade Elephant, a live performance of Am I Wrong? We had a release radar for The Petras and Endless Summer. We had Huron Lines with Overthinker, another standout track from today's edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. And we had a little country music two-pack with Seth W.J. Hunt, Lose My Head, and once again, I love this name, The Honey Cowboy with Wax and Wayne. It's a great song. I enjoyed it. I will say, though, The Honey Cowboy makes me think of, like, one of those social media influencers that you see on Instagram Reels who's like, I'm doing hip-hop, but the country way. I'm the Honey Cowboy. So that is maybe a slight knock against The Honey Cowboy, who, just for legal purposes, is nothing like that, but that's where the name kind of took me first and foremost. That and that, you know, he's like a Chippendale. All right, I'm going to close out the show with kind of a punk slash post-punk edge to bring into the 10 o'clock hour for a new edition of the charts. We've got 2560 with Almost Dead, and then a Futura-free throwback with All the Codes. Thanks for tuning in, folks. This has been your Friday morning indie wake-up call brought to you by Mighty Bird Kingston and Pokeworks. Enjoy your Thanksgiving long weekend. Eat all the food, have all the fun, be safe, be well, and be sure to join me again next week, same time, same place, for a homecoming-themed edition of the Friday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. Lots of Kingston bands and artists, kind of like this week, probably all CanCon, because that's the type stuff I'm on.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly Off the Record.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
I'm on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.